relationships, parenting, faith. Discover books that will help you grow. The Wednesday Bookmark is brought to you by BooksForChrist.com.
Joining us this week for the Wednesday Bookmark is Grant Baldwin. Grant is the creator of the popular podcast, The Speaking Lab, and the online course Booked and Paid to Speak, through which he has trained more than 2,000 speakers. He lives near Nashville with his wife Sheila and their three daughters. We're going to talk this morning about Grant's new book. It's called The Successful Speaker, 5 Steps for Booking Gigs, Getting Paid, and Building Your Platform. Grant, really appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you. Appreciate you letting me be here.
Let's start by talking about who you are and how you became a public speaker yourself in the first place. Tell us more about yourself.
Yes, if we go back in time, I was really involved in my local church in high school. My youth pastor had a big impact in my life, and I was like, I want to do that. So that really resonated with me. Went to Bible college and then was a youth pastor at a different church and gave me a lot of opportunities to speak. You know, really enjoyed it, wanted to do more of it, but just had no idea how do you do this. And so met a bunch of speakers and was stalking a bunch online, asking them questions like, hey, how would I go about being a speaker? And eventually booked some gigs and more gigs, and to the point where I was doing 60, 70 speaking gigs a year all over primarily the U.S. And had a great time and had a lot of people asking me like, hey, I want to become a speaker. How would I go about doing that? And so that's the core of what we do now, what we teach through our company, The Speaker Lab.
The first step of your 5-step plan is select a problem to solve. Discuss some of the elements initially involved, like identifying an interest and choosing an industry and so on.
Yeah, the mistake that a lot of speakers make is that we just enjoy speaking. Speaking is one of those things that's fun. We enjoy it. We want to do more of it. And so what ends up happening is speakers just say, well, who do I speak to? I speak to everyone, right? Or what do I speak about? Well, what do you want me to speak about? You know, I could speak about faith or churches or leadership or sales or motivation or family or parenting. I was like, you may be interested in all those things, but you don't want to try to position yourself as the go-to person on all of these things. So for example, with your radio station right now, you know, if someone were to ask you what type of music do you play? You don't want to say, well, we play every type of music, you know, every type of genre, every type of era, we play that music. No, we serve one specific, we play one type of music for one specific type of audience versus trying to be all things for all people. So that's exactly what we're trying to communicate and make sure that speakers are clear on, to solve one specific problem for one specific audience.
And you lay out some of the industries that hire speakers in the book in such a clear way as well. It's really helpful stuff. How about preparing the talk? Give us some tips on creating a compelling talk.
Yeah, so whenever you're clear on this is who I speak to, this is the problem that I solve, this is a, when you're starting to create a talk, this is the part that can be certainly intimidating for people. You're kind of staring at a blank screen trying to figure out, you know, what do you talk about, what do you say? And the reality is when you're creating a talk, you're making an educated guess of how it's going to resonate and work with the audience. I think this is going to be funny. I think this will make sense. I think this will resonate, but I don't really know until I get up in front of that audience. One of the best things that you can do, though, as a speaker is that you can tell a lot of stories, and they can, I recommend that you use first-person stories, ones that you've actually lived and experienced, because one of the things that's true about humans is that we love stories. So if I said right now, let me tell you a quick story, people are going to lean in, they tune in for that, and they have no idea where a story is going to go. Is this going to be funny? Is this going to be sad? Is this going to be depressing? Is this going to be interesting, fascinating? We have no clue, but we love stories. So one of the things that any speaker can do at any level for any presentation that you're giving or working on is tell a lot of stories.
It's clear that you're a big believer in the importance of practice. What do you want to say about practicing a talk effectively?
Yeah, the best speakers in the world, you know, the best pastors, ministers, preachers, they don't just get up and wing it and hope it all just works out. You know, you don't just scribble down a couple of ideas on a piece of paper or a napkin and hop up there and just hope it magically comes together. The best speakers on the planet really take a significant amount of time behind the scenes to practice and go over and go over and go over and go over. So by the time they get up on stage, it looks like they're just making it up. It looks like they're just winging it, shooting from the hip. But the truth is, again, they spent a ridiculous amount of time to make it look effortless. So, again, we understand this is true in other industries. So let's look at, like, professional sports, for example. You know, we think that these people are just amazing athletes. They can just hop up on the courts or the field, and they just do that thing effortlessly. And, yeah, there may be some natural athletic ability that they have. But they also, even as professionals, they still spend hours and hours and hours on a weekly basis practicing their craft to make sure that when it's time to perform that they're ready.
Another area that you stress is the website. What elements are involved and also not involved in a high-quality speaker website?
Yeah, in this day and age, if you don't have a website, you don't exist. It'll be hard for people to take you seriously. So you really do want to have a website. One of the unique things about being a speaker is that you are the product, you are the brand. So in fact, my website, grantbaldwin.com, I actually had to purchase from another guy named Grant Baldwin. And so you want to ideally have your own website. You want to have you want pictures that show social proof of what it is that you do. You want to have a demo video. You want to have an idea, like a menu of the different talks and topics that you speak about. You want to have some testimonials and endorsements from other people who have seen you speak, who can validate what it is that you do. And you want to have a way for people to contact you if they want to hire you as a speaker.
Okay, let's move on to something, and we're just breezing through this, but there's so much more content on all of these points in the book. Let's talk about something that we hear quite a bit about these days, and that's the idea of building your brand. How is that done?
Yeah, so you really want to have a long-term perspective here of how speaking fits into your business. So there are going to be speakers that who want to speak, you know, let's say 50, 60, 70, 100 times a year. That's all they do. Speaking is 100% of their business. And then there's going to be speakers who speaking is just part of what they do. Maybe they also write a book or coach or consult. And so it's not that one is better or worse than the other, but you need to think through the big picture of what it is that you want to accomplish and how does speaking fit into that. So again, be clear that what makes sense for you may not make sense for someone else. So there's going to be speakers that I know that do 100 gigs a year, and that's fine, and speakers that do 5 gigs a year, and that's fine too. So think through what is the ultimate goal that you want to accomplish, what it is that you're trying to achieve, and figuring out how speaking makes the most sense to fit into that.
Your fourth step is acquire paid speaking gigs, which obviously is easier said than done. How is it done, though?
Yeah. So the mistake that a lot of speakers make is say, okay, I got a website, I got a video, I know what I speak about, I got my talk ready, and now I sit back and I wait for the phone to ring, I wait for the inquiry to come in, and it just doesn't work like that. So just because you have a website, just because you have a video, just because you want to be a speaker, doesn't mean anyone cares. And so what you want to do is you want to start the ball in motion here. Speaking is very much a momentum business. And so you've got to do something to begin to book gigs. And so one of the simple things you can do is to make sure that everyone in your sphere of influence knows that you're a speaker. Now, you may be thinking, there's nobody in my sphere of influence is looking for a speaker. And that may be true. Your mom may not be hiring a speaker, but she may know of someone who is. And so if you don't put it on people's radar that you are a speaker, then people will never think of you. And so you want to make sure that everyone in your sphere of influence knows that you're a speaker. Another thing you can do is you can look for events that you would be a good fit for. And this, is, again, comes back to why you want to be clear about who you speak to and what's the problem that you solve versus trying to be all things for all people. But if you're really clear, this is who I speak to, this is the problem that I solve, and I know that there are events that gather around that specific talk or topic or audience, then it's worth reaching out to them to say, hey, I've solved the specific problem that your audience has, and you can begin some dialogue there about how to work together.
Select a problem to solve, prepare and deliver your talk, establish your expertise, acquire paid speaking gigs, and know when to scale. The 5 steps for booking gigs, getting paid, and building your platform. The successful speaker, Grant Baldwin, our guest this week for the Wednesday Bookmark. Thanks for your time again this morning, Grant.
Thanks so much.
To hear this interview again or to discover more great books, visit chri.ca. The Wednesday Bookmark, brought to you by booksforchrist.com. Proudly Canadian, booksforchrist.com.